Let's turn our attention now to our top story. More beans are being spilled at the State Capture Commission today. The commission now hearing the testimony that paints SAA in an extremely bad light. Let's be quite honest. South African Airways former chief group's treasurer revealing that despite knowing that she might lose her job, she decided to become a whistleblower and speak out against a highly irregular financial deal within the national carrier, which, let's not forget, is teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. Barry Bateman joining us now live on the line there from Pretoria, following developments for us. And Barry, Cynthia Stimple is not holding back. Bombshells dropping by the minute.
Yeah, absolutely, Nicholas. I mean, we're going through the details of how somebody is, through sheer frustration and unhappiness with what she had been witnessing related to a multi-million rand deal, trying to go through the appropriate channels internally to raise her concerns, but she was simply shot down, and how that pushed her to become this whistleblower. And this related to the appointment of BNP Capital to come and provide financial advisory services to SAA. And SAA at the time, we're looking at about 2015, 2016, was in the process of securing a 15 billion rand loan to be able to get the company to continue to function, because there was numerous other loans that were maturing and they were coming to the time where they, you know, needed to get more money into the company. But she explained, and we've seen this in the Transnet evidence, Nicholas, how, you know, there were functions within the organization that had been carried out for years and years. The capacity was there. People knew how to do it. But for some reason, there was this desire to get some outside company to come in who were going to be paid millions, in this particular instance, more than 150 million rand for BNP Capital, to come and secure a loan for SAA, which SAA's own treasury department could do themselves. Now, Cynthia Stimple was the head of treasury, so she looked at what was happening here, and she said, well, why are we paying these people? Why are they settling for this massive, and we're talking, you know, in terms of how companies like this would generate their profits, it was being overinflated, and she had questioned just throughout this, and she was just shut down, and it was approved by the board, and it got to the point she said, right, I realize that I might lose my job, but I cannot stand by being idle. And she reported the matter firstly to the National Treasury, she reported to the Public Protector, and she reported it to the Organization Undoing Tax Abuse, OUTA. Turns out that it was only OUTA that had taken her seriously. This ultimately culminated in OUTA seeking an interdict to stop the BNP project from going ahead. That was ultimately successful, but Stimple find herself at the end of a disciplinary hearing, which dragged on, despite SAA wanting to discipline her, dragged on for, I think it was about 8 months in the CCMA, continually postponed by SAA to the point where she finally decided, I'm going to seek a settlement, and she left the organization.
Barry, the tale of yet another public servant that tried to stop the rot, but then found themselves in the firing line. What do we know about Ms. Stimple now? Where does her employment lay? She joined the public service again, or is this once again a seemingly honest public servant that has fallen by the wayside in the wake of state capture?
Well, she's moved along to the private sector. I'm not exactly sure where she is, but she's no longer in SAA. And what she was telling us is she wasn't the only person, Nicholas. I mean, she was referring how there were other people in HR and within the organization. Anybody who had stood up and questioned the moves of the board under Dudu Mnyeni was summarily dismissed. Summarily placed under suspension. And once under suspension, and we've seen this time and again, the process never comes to fruition. There is never a hearing where the person is offered an opportunity, as was the case with Ms. Stimple, to state the case and fight for their rights. It just dragged on to the point where, out of sheer frustration, you say, well, you know, I'm going to give up and leave. And it's on that basis we're going to be hearing at some point from the chief financial officer, and this is Ms. Nancy. She was the one who had initiated the disciplinary hearing against Ms. Stimple. She is going to be testifying at this commission of inquiry, and she has criticized Stimple, saying the reason she had sought a settlement with SAA is because she had no case. Well, Stimple saying, well, this is not the way it was. I was eager to have my matter heard, but it was kept on being delayed by SAA. So we are going to have a rebuttal, or at least a response, to what Stimple has presented today.
Barry Bateman, live on the line there from Pretoria, giving us the very latest from what's unfolding at the Zondo Commission.